I listen to my divine inner self, and I am always well directed. I am always well directed as I listen to my divine inner self. I am always well directed. I am always well guided. I am always well informed as I listen to the divine inner self sharing with me all that I am. I'm not something special, something different, something unusual. I am the all. I am the totality of everything that is good and beautiful. I am the totality of all, because I listen to that divine inner self that I am, and it always directs me into the fulfillment of my life to its highest and greatest potential. And it is wonderful. It is glorious. It is good. Yes. It is glorious. It is good. It is wonderful. It is me. I am that I am. I am the fulfillment of all that I am. I am the divine inner self that I am. And I listen to it. I listen to it because it tells me always that which is for my highest and best. My divine inner self is always on the alert to direct me to activities that will fulfill the dreams and goals and desires that I have for my physical body and my physical life. Because my physical body and my physical life are an outpicturing of what my divine self is, what my divine reality, my divine inner self is. And it is always wanting to express it fully and completely. It's always wanting to bring it out in every wonderful way so that I live my life so completely, so marvelously, and I fulfill my dream. Now, if I buy an automobile, the purpose of that automobile is to be a vehicle to take me about. Now, if I leave it standing in the garage, and if I leave it standing on the street, or if I don't use it, then its purpose is always there. Its purpose is always available to me, but I have no joy in using it because I don't use it. I can use all that the divine is in me at any time I choose. When I turn my attention to the divine within me and listen to the divine within me to have it be revealed in my life. And as it's revealed in my life, I feel so magnificent, so fulfilled as I get in my automobile and I drive down the street or I drive to the country or I take it anywhere. I feel so good because it is doing what its purpose is to do. And I am enjoying using that purpose, being expressing that purpose, being enjoying that purpose in every wonderful way. And it is mine now. It is totally mine now. The car is useful to me because I use it. I listen to my divine inner self, and it is useful to me, very beneficial to me, because I use it. The divine inner self says to me, "You are good and very good." The divine inner self says to me, "You are whole and perfect. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are wonderful." The divine inner self says to me that all is in divine order now. The divine inner self says to me that I am that I am. The divine inner self is always talking to me. And am I listening? That is the big feature. Am I getting in my car and driving it? That is the big feature. Am I listening to the divine inner self telling me all the dreams and goals and ideals that I am, telling me how wonderful I am, telling me what a grand and glorious being I am? Am I listening? Am I listening? Am I listening? And yes, I do listen. And then, do I follow? My inner self says, go and drive your car. It'll give you much pleasure and joy. Go drive your car. Take it to the country. Take it to the mountains. Take it to the ocean. Take it to the lake. Take it to the city. Do whatever you wish with it. It is yours for your pleasure. And I say, my divine inner self is there for my pleasure. My divine inner self is there to take me wherever I wish to go, to be that which I am wherever I wish to be. My divine inner self says, hey, you don't need the car. Just think your thought that you are visiting in wherever you're visiting, and you're there. Just take your thought and say that you are flying to the moon, and you're flying to the moon. You don't have to have a rocket ship. Just say to yourself, you are delighting in swimming in a lake, and the lake is just so wonderfully warm and so inviting and so refreshing and so much fun to swim. And you swim and you float. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. You're completely enfolded in the lake. The water surrounds you and buoys you up and allows you to float, allows you to swim. Your divine inner self is like that all the time. It buoys you up, it surrounds you, it invites you to swim, it invites me to be all that I am. It invites me to dream and to know that my dream is done. My dream is done because it's my thought, and it's instantly done. My dream is instantly done because my thoughts are always instant. I can tell myself it is not instantly done, and of course my thought will be revealed in not having it instantly done. But I say to myself, my thoughts are instantly done, and it is done for me instantly. It is done for me completely, wonderfully, magnificently, and now. There is no tomorrow in my thought. There is no yesterday in my thought. There is no desire in my thought. For each thought that I have is instantly revealed and fulfilled. Each thought that I have is instantly brought forth in my life, in my world, in my experience. Each thought is my reality now. And how wonderful that is. I am fulfilled now. I listen to my inner divine self, and I am always well directed. And as I am well directed, then it's up to me to follow it. Do I want to follow the inner direction that I have? Do I want to follow the divine pattern that is established for me? Do I want to follow it? And as I want to follow it, and as I want to be it, it is for me fantastic and joyous and marvelous and glorious. It is for me outstanding. It is for me exciting. It is for me the only dream that I could ever have. I listen and I follow. I listen and I follow definitely. I listen and I do not ad lib. I do not put in my own thoughts about it. I just listen and my divine inner self says, do. This is your reality. Take it. Enjoy it. And I take my reality and I enjoy it. I take my reality and I live it. I take my reality. And every single moment of my life is the fulfillment of my reality. I am always well directed when I listen to the divine inner self. And I do listen to the divine inner self all of the time. I do listen to the divine inner self with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being, with all of my desire. I listen to my inner heart. And I am fulfilled in every glorious, marvelous way. Yes, I have the car, I can drive it and enjoy it. I also have my thought, more powerful, more glorious than any car could ever be. And I take my thoughts and I live them, I love them, I delight in them, and they are me now. I listen to my divine inner self, and I am always well directed. As I listen to my divine inner self, I am always well directed. That's the truth about me. And that's the truth about you, because I created you that way. And I created me that way. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth.